And so now we find out that there's obesity and all this amongst the poor more than amongst those who are not poor. It's sort of a textbook case of what happens when we let liberals have their way. I mean, for decades, all over the world, we've been beat about the head that there are hungry people out there, that they are starving. UNICEF? How many of you trick-or-treated for UNICEF? Did you trick-or-treat for UNICEF, Brian? We all did. You? We all trick-or-treated. One of the biggest scams on the face of the earth. It was the scam was to get everybody loving the United Nations. The scam was to get everybody thinking the United Nations is feeding poor people. Remember all these stories? A dime a day will feed 20 kids in some outward place around the world, or 25 cents. Audrey Hepburn, Sally Struthers, all these people. I love Sam Kinison's bit on all this. Sam Kinison did a riff on Sally Struthers, and she's over there standing next to these poor kids in Africa with flies buzzing all around them, and they're starving. You can see it by their appearance. And Sally Struthers is looking in the can. Won't you help? Don't you care? Can't you just make one phone call? A dollar a day will feed X numbers of hundreds of thousands of these people. And Kinison says, you're not sitting there hungry. I can see it looking at you. I know you're not starving over there. You probably got a picnic basket. Give that kid your sandwich. Feed that kid. That kid is starving. Laughed myself silly because it was classic. Here are these liberals right next to all these starving people doing television shows, telling people thousands of miles away they don't care. Can't you help? Won't you help? You know, the underlying thought was, you slothful, lazy, cold-hearted bum, won't you get off the couch and at least make a phone call? Well, is what happens when you let the left run things. We've been beat about the head. There are hungry people everywhere. UNICEF got it all started. We've seen the babies with the extended tummies, the walking skeletons, told that kids can't learn unless they're fed. We've been guilted into pouring resources on the problem. And now the latest crisis is that there's obesity among those who are impoverished. Because we are sympathetic, we are compassionate people. We responded by letting our government literally feed these people to the point of obesity, at least here in America. Didn't teach them how to fish. We gave them the fish. Didn't teach them how to butcher slaughter a cow to get the butter. We gave them the butter. The real bloat here, as we know, is in government.